Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with Fun Bag Fantasy, so let's get started. We had a small feast in my room that evening. After dinner, some played chess. Juan Kohn and Moter battled it out. With the old generals watching from the side, Moter crushed him. A seriously lacking opponent. You are an extremely tough foe. Of course I am. No one can beat me except Gladys. Gladys? You mean Duke Valkenheim's daughter? Foolish dunce, who else would I mean? So she's good with swords and at chess? I used to learn from her. For her to be part of this rebellion is idiotic. She may be skilled at chess and swords, but she's clearly not using her head. I didn't think so. Gladys was wickedly smart. She was part of the rebellion because she was smart. She certainly saw something that was invisible to Moter. And with that, I'm going to retire soon. I have to prepare for tomorrow as well. Is it that time? I'll go to sleep as well then. We have separate rooms like I asked, right? Yes. Moter moved in closer to Juan Kohn to speak. Do you have a woman prepared for me? Yes, everything is prepared to give you a relaxing night. I see. I'll be going then. Moter and Juan Kohn left the room first. Isis was silent by herself. It would have been natural for them to sleep in the same room. They were engaged, after all. But their rooms were separate. Although engaged, it didn't feel like they'd become closer than before. They worked together, but I wondered if they weren't getting along. Well, I'll be leaving as well, then. You must be tired after a long night. Try and get a good night's sleep. It's better to not know. The three of them left. You're still here? Yes, it's work. Want to sleep in my bed? I don't care to sleep with an upstart like you. I thought so. Well, good night. As I turned my back to her. Here. Isis pulled out some sort of letter. From His Highness. He said to give it to you. To me? What does it say? Isis left my room right away. I wonder what it says. Maybe it's some new sex positions. Yeah, I don't think so. Shemsiel laughed. She clearly said that, looking for laughs. Maybe some hidden treasure? That's even less likely. I guess I'll know if I read it. I opened the letter and began reading. It was short, a warning, and an accusation. As Lute Hen stood perplexed by his letter from the king, the two men met in private within the castle walls. Moter and Juan Kohn. It's from the Prime Minister. Moter handed over yet another secret letter. You're instructed to burn it upon reading. I will receive this graciously. Juan Kohn had a sinister smile as Moter left. I wonder what His Grace could be asking. It's likely regarding that. How will he be disposed of? And Everybody's trying to get rid of loot. And at last, when Moltair and Isis had fallen asleep in their respective rooms and the castle was all quiet, two suspicious men stood in the commander's room, the assassins employed from the night before. What could the guards have been doing? Had these men avoided their watchful eyes? Loot, already deep asleep, snored loudly. He's fast asleep. He looks like an idiot. And beside them, a single demon stood watching, of course, unknown to the assassins. Who's the idiot? Stop talking like that about loot. I'll eat you. She mumbled to herself. The assassins, of course, could hear nothing. We got a pile of money for this, but it doesn't look like we're going to have any trouble. An easy job. Don't hate us. We gotta get paid somehow. I mean, they are right. Well, you'll be all swollen tomorrow. Probably won't be able to talk. Yeah! The assassins readied their attacks, and then... Luke rolled over in his sleep. His fist followed soon after his roll and violently met with one of the assassins' faces. Slam! With that miraculous blow, the assassin fell where he stood. Oh! No way! Could he be awake? Hey! Wake up! Did he just punch him while sleeping? That can't be! Luke was still fast asleep. The request was just to beat you up a bit, but I changed my mind! I'm gonna shatter your bones! The assassin grabbed Lute's wrist. Lute's extended leg raised to kick the man directly behind the knee. He cried in pain. And again... Lute's fist flew forward. And the assassin fell where he stood. He wasn't moving a muscle. Crazy, Lute. Your strikes might be stronger than when you're awake. You really are the best at night. What should I do with these guys? Maybe I should eat them. What do you think, Lute? Isn't it kind of interesting how our eyes glow at night? Oh, you think I should eat them too? You're right. They're bad. They need to be smitten. All right. Bon appetit! Shamsiel squatted down over them. The men didn't cry or scream as their bodies contorted. In their climax, the two men died an unremarkable death. The next morning, I woke up to Shamsiel smiling right before my eyes. That was quite the feat last night. I will say, out of all the demon girls in the whole frickin' Arrowgate genre, Shamsiel's gotta be like my number one. What do you mean? They came again. Who? The assassins. Again? Where? In your room. Huh? So you took care of them for me? You did it by yourself. Yeah, right.
腕と腰とか適当に出してみんなやっつけちゃうの？
You're super tough when you're asleep. You just flailed your arms and legs at random and messed them up. I laughed, confused. I couldn't exactly be happy about it. I didn't even remember. Did they come to kill me?
ボコボコにしに来ただけみたい。痛い目に合わせるとか言ってたから。
It seemed like they just...
あの三人の回し者じゃない。
It seemed like they just came to beat you up a bit. They said they were gonna hurt you and stuff. Could it be the work of those three? The generals? It was a different number of assassins, though. What happened to them? I threw them away. Threw them away? From the window over there. You didn't do anything weird, did you? Suddenly the door flew open.And some familiar faces came to greet me. That's not possible! The old generals all shouted in surprise. There's the damn generals again. What's not? What do you want? You didn't even knock. Oh my, what a shame!
その司令官が暗殺者に襲われたとお聞きしまして。
We heard that our commander was attacked by assassins. You came because you were worried about me? Oh, thank you. I'm totally fine though.
それは、that's... 何より。
Very...
残念。
Unfortunate.
しらむひょ。
Shislam! Oh my! The three of them looked suddenly uneasy. Suddenly uneasy. What was wrong with them?
大変です!
We have a problem! A soldier came hustling into the room.
城の中で死体が見つかりました!
Dead bodies have been found in the castle. A body?
それは本当か?
Is this true?I noticed that Juan Cohn had, at some point, entered my room.
はい、おそらく賊と思われます。
Yes, they look to be intruders.
どんなやつだ?
What sort of intruders?
それが、干からびておりまして。
It's, well, the bodies were dried up.
干からびていた。
Dried up.
自分もあんな死体を見るのは初めてです。
I've never seen corpses like this before.
わかった。私も見よう。城内の警備を強化せよ。
Understood. I'll take a look. Strengthen the security in the castle. Sir. The two of them left. Gentio hummed to try and distract me. She definitely ate them.
Then we'll
be going. Okay, you guys be careful too. Once the generals left, I had a confusing revelation.The report about the bodies came from the soldier first, but the generals knew about the intruders before then. Shamsiel, you ate them, didn't you?
だって、そのまま残しとくわけにいかないし。リュウトにも一応聞いたんだよ。
Well, I couldn't just leave them there.
食べてもいいって。
I tried to ask you. You said I could eat them. No way I said that.
でも、まずかったな。お腹壊しそうだった。やっぱり、リュウトの方がいい。
They were pretty gross, though. I felt like I was gonna get a stomachache. You taste way better. Am I meat and bread to you? Yup. I stood up from the bed. Jeez. I couldn't tell if she was being nice or if she was hungry or if she was a psychotic nympho. You! Is it true you were attacked? Moter came barging in without knocking. That's what they say. And you fought them off? I don't know.Well, who fought them off then? I wonder. You fool! You were the only one in the room last night, and the bodies were found right outside your window. I guess they fell. How could they dry up like that just from a fall? Maybe a demon did it then?
またふざけたことを。
What did you say? You're spewing nonsense again.
モテール?
Isis raised her voice. She's not happy either. Why bother confirming each detail? What could a powerless knight do anyway? Well, that's right, but... Let's go. We're wasting our time. Lucky bastard as always. Isis and Moter left my room. What a cocky pair. Should I eat them too? Don't just eat anyone. So are you gonna feed me then? Hey, about that. While Luke played along with Shamsiel's joking, a certain somebody was visiting Vunderbolt Castle. And look who it is. It has been some time since we met. Skip the introduction. I heard you met with Lute Hen. He's your commander, and you neglect his title? He has no capacity as commander. You're your own boss, I see. If the top has no power, it is the job of the subordinates to take matters into their own hands. I don't care to hear your logic. State your business. Actually, today I have come with a proposition. Planning on surrendering? Not at all, actually. After some time had elapsed, the generals have been called to a meeting in my room. Wan Kong claimed he had an urgent matter, and had everyone assemble in my room. That Wan Kong! Excuse me, that's not his voice. That Wan Kong! Calling us like this in the middle of the day! What could this urgent matter be? We'll have to see. Could our plan have been exposed? Don't even bring up that possibility. How long does he expect us to wait? I'm quite busy. I'm leaving. I implore you to stay. We're all here now. We've all been here. Out with it. I actually just returned from meeting with General Gladys. What did you say? Why would you take it upon yourself? I received a secret message from the enemy general that she had an important matter to discuss. And you left without notifying your superior? Please forgive me. However, this is an important development. She has agreed to a duel. What? Impossible! Wackenheim's heir said that? Yes. That can't be true. There's no reason to have a duel at this stage. It seems she has taken a liking to our new commander and wishes to duel. You didn't agree, did you? I did. You damn fool! It's your role to refuse such idiotic requests. Even if our commander is green, where does that leave us if his aide is unwell? Excuse me. Where does that leave us if his aide is as well?
ければ勝ち目はありません。
But if we don't take this opportunity, we have no chance at victory.
今勝ちに行く理由などない。それくらいわからんのか、この未熟者。
We don't need to rush to a victory. Can't you realize that, you halfling?
しかし今攻め込まれるよりは一騎打ちにかけた方が賢明です。
I believed it to be wiser to take a chance on a duel than wait to be attacked. Your egregious actions exceed your rank, knave! Feel free to scold me, but this is our only chance, I'm afraid. You foolish man! Fighting like that is what leads to defeat! Acting when action is not necessary! What child's play! Also, the duel is not sword to sword. What? A duel with no swords? What is the meaning of this? Juan Cone looked around the room at all of us. It will be a chess duel. The room was silent. We're through. Are you sane? This is our only chance. Gladys can best even me in chess. I should know, I faced her countless times when I was young. I understand this. Are you trying to lose intentionally? There was no recourse for me if I didn't accept the terms she had plans for a full invasion. It's your fault for wandering out on your own, you half-wit! What an insanely foolish plan! It's simply too foolish! If the commander is a fool, his subordinates are surely more foolish! Moter, you say too much. But... I like this quote. Allow it. There is no harm in calling a fool. No matter the person, a fool is a fool. I like that quote. That's the way we need to be. Start calling people fools. I'm no fool. There's no harm in calling you a fool. Doesn't matter who you are. A fool is a fool, you fool! Yes, this is in fact our single chance. If we win, the enemy general will surrender to us in full. And if we lose, she will take the commander's head. What? My head? I'm terribly sorry. So who's the one playing? Moter? I can't best her. It is you, Commander. What? Me? I'm awful at chess. This is horrible. I can already see the result of this war. This outcome couldn't be avoided. One coin. Is this a plot you had to bury the poor fool from the beginning? It is one coin! Your name is not important right now. If the commander is a fool, you surely best him in that. Say what you please, General Felsen, but the plan has been enacted. You must be punished. Lock him away. The one who decides such matters is the commander. Hey, Luke. Hurry and eliminate this idiot. Acting without permission in this matter, no less. It's preposterous. Yeah, Moter, for the time being, can you stay around and teach me chess? I will not. Huh? You think you can win if you start learning now? But we still have time before the match, right? It's set for 3 days from now. 3 days?! Treachery! You have betrayed us with your useless attempt at strategy, one coin! It is one coin! Guards! Guards! Lock this fool in the dungeon for the other fools! Eh? Pardon my rudeness, but I must hesitate to obey. I only take orders from the commander. What was that? I have some interesting information. In fact, there is a woman who... Excuse me. Let's do that all over again. I have some interesting information, in fact. There is a witness who claimed he saw General Zant meeting last night with one of the men found dead this morning. Preposterous! I wonder if the previous assassination attempt were men put up by the... Excuse me. I wonder if the previous assassination attempt were men put up to the job by our three generals as well. They weren't instructed to kill him? But were instructed nonetheless, it seems. You idiot, you've said too much already. Well, Commander, who will you persecute? Will you persecute me, the one who acted in favor of this castle? Or the men who plotted to assassinate you? If you are a wise commander, I trust you'll know what to do. Commander! I won't call General Felsen's actions... I won't call General Felsen's actions into question. What is this? But Juan Kohn, I'm going to remove you from our strategy meetings. Why, sir? Why let the generals... I don't think you're in a position to question after you've overstepped your boundaries. But... Sorry, but guards, could you remove my aide and keep him in his quarters? Sir! Sir aide, this way. Don't touch me! I can escort myself! You will undoubtedly regret today's decision. You will lose your life before the duel even comes! Juan Kohn's voice faded out from behind the door. I took a deep breath. In just a matter of hours, things turned out just as the king's letter had said. There is a betrayer within Bolstenhalter Castle. Those were the king's words. What just happened was evidence enough as to who was the betrayer.
Nazeda.
Why? General Zant fixed his stare on me.
Nazeda. Naze shobun senu.
Why? Why do you not persecute us? Should I?
Bakamono!
You idiot! If you don't take stern measures, what sort of example would that set? But you weren't really serious, right? You just wanted me to take a few punches, right? So yeah, don't worry. You're too lenient.
貴様は司令官として甘すぎる。さっさとわしを牢獄に連れて行け。
How can a commander ignore this? Take us to the cells right now. I can't do that. What? Just think about it for a moment. I could dismiss the aide or dismiss you three. Which one would the enemy general like more? I think she would like it if you three were to be suddenly dismissed. I mean, if we were actually invaded and I had no generals, we would have a hard time. And plus, if I were to lose the duel, then the castle would, for sure, be empty. You three are people with command experience. The aide isn't a fighter. It's true. So I'd like you three to keep supporting me like before. Keep it up. You don't think you'll regret this? What if we seriously attempt an assassination? I don't think you'd actually do that. You guys are respected alums from the Knight Academy, after all. So anyway, thanks. The three left my room without another word. Isis and Moltaire glared at me. General Felsen speaks the truth. You're too lenient. Well, if I dismissed them and then I lost and the castle got stormed, where would that leave us? Bustenhalter would completely fall to the enemy. Are you sane? Letting go those who tried to assassinate you is like releasing a poisonous snake in your own room. Are you trying to die? No, I'm not trying to. You are a fool. Just a plain fool. Moltaire spat his words out at me. I'm reporting this to the Prime Minister. You're ill-fit as commander. That's fine, but can you at least keep the happenings in this castle a secret? Telling me to turn a blind eye? Also, I would like for you to hold your report until after the duel. You too, Isis. And this is for the benefit of the duel? I nodded. And one more thing. I won't have it. I want you to stay here until that day. I won't teach you chess. No, not that. If I lose, I want you to act as my replacement for the time being. Are you serious about that? I think that would keep things under control. I want you and Isis both to stand in and leave the commanding up to the generals. Fine. That's fine. Leave it to us. Alright, thanks. You won't be getting back to the capital for a bit. Sorry. I can at least see you to your death. Moltaire was the first to leave the room. Isis remained. You're not going with him? Do you really plan on challenging Gladys? I have to at this point. Juan Coin went ahead and decided for me. I mean, Juan Coin. You will lose. Maybe. Not maybe. You will. What with your skills, you're going to be killed. I wonder about that. Gladys isn't a bad person. She's actually really considerate, so I don't think she'd kill me outright. She will kill you. She's not lenient. I think it'll work out somehow. It won't. Don't you think you should run away? Why would I run away? Because you'll die? Are you ready to just lose your life here? If I'm gonna die, I'd rather die trying. But I don't really feel like I will. You really are ill-fit to be commander. Isis left my room after a rather cold proclamation. This is a pretty bad situation. Yeah, it's not a good one.
But,
But I fell in love with you all over again. You forgave those generals despite all the abuse you take from them. Abuse is just a downside of expectations. You're a pretty big man. I'm just a small fry. You're a big deal. You're gonna keep moving up, Loot. If I win this game of chess, maybe. Okay. So, we're not going to stop with this. We are going to have more Fun Bag Fantasy because I finally want to do the big chess duel. That's one of my favorite parts of this whole freaking thing. It's really well done. And the anime version is really good as well. There's an anime version of it too. So definitely watch it because it had me on the edge of my fucking seat reading it. So I can't wait to just kind of bring you guys that feeling, because the way this is written, it's an amazing scene. It really is an amazing scene. And I'm not talking about just hentai, I'm talking about all anime. It's a really good scene. It's comical, but the comedy part of it, or the comical thing that happens during it, makes it even more, like, just, you're like, oh my god, how is he gonna do this? How in the world is this gonna work? It's crazy. But alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more Fun Bag Fantasy. Maybe tomorrow. I'm out. See you next time.